we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
And welcome, compassionate viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in your Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 26 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, three new additions. In Khovd Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erzinet City, channel Z26 on Elkha Tengger Cable TV, and channel 50 on Khimur Cable TV. In Swatir, Seling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhal Province, channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Thar, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotus on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Second World Congress on Agroforestry recommends planting trees to reverse the effects of climate change. In cultural news, Bhutan and India will open a center to facilitate friendship and artistic exchanges. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 10th, is the Independence Day of Fiji, honoring its sovereignty gained in 1970. Made up of more than 300 islands, the beautiful South Pacific nation of Fiji has one of the largest total areas of coral reefs in the world. Lush rainforests, grassy plains, turquoise waters, and an abundance of other idyllic sites make Fiji a popular destination to visit. The Meke is a traditional indigenous dance of Fiji. It describes historical events or the life of a well-known person. May the people of Fiji have a fantastic Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Mexico. Beginning on August 31st, floods swept through North Mexico as Category 5 Hurricane Ximena prompted a state of emergency in the northern municipalities of Los Cabos, La Paz, Comondú, Loreto, and Mulegé. Some 4,000 people were displaced and one person perished as homes and crops were damaged.
Expressing all her love and sympathy, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged an initial $10,000 in aid on September 4th, requesting that our Native Association members go help the most desperate, such as orphans and the elderly, without caregivers. She later donated an additional $10,000 for further relief. The combined $20,000 could acquire $66,000 in urgent supplies if purchased in the United States, based on Mexico's cost of living.
Our association's relief team from Mexico and California, USA, traveled to Ciudad Insurgentes, a town of 8,000 citizens, the majority of whom are low-income families who work in agriculture. However, most of them lost their jobs to the hurricane, which also destroyed many of their homes.
Viviendas. Tenemos aproximadamente dañadas cerca de 1,000 viviendas, pérdida total, y 2,251 viviendas, pérdidas parcial. Entonces, nosotros prácticamente aquí quedamos devastados en un 95% en nuestro municipio de Comondú.
Mayor of the Comondú municipality, Dr. Joel Villegas, and his kind wife arranged hotel, vegetarian meals and transportation for our association's relief team, who covered their own travel and related expenses. The mayor also postponed all his governmental activities to join Mrs. Villegas and his personnel staff members in helping our relief team distribute aid supplies door to door to the affected residents. The mayor also informed the victims about Master's SOS work, advising them to reduce their meat consumption.
Yo les agradezco en nombre del pueblo comundeño a la maestra Qinghai que nos haya dado este apoyo porque nos alivia en gran parte el problema grave que tenemos nosotros en Comundú.
Le agradezco mucho a la maestra por la ayuda que nos ha mandado.
Our association members visited all officials that had helped with the relief work, transportation, and preparations. The relief team gave them Master's number one international best-selling book, The Dogs of My Life, Flowers and Fruit.
Our appreciation, Mayor Joel Villegas, Mrs. Villegas, and staff, for your enthusiastic assistance. We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted care of those in need and for the earnest work of our association's relief team. Wishing the Mexican people a quick recuperation to the regularity of their day-to-day lives as Earth's stability is restored through humanity's increased compassion and eco-consciousness.
More than 100 perish in Philippine floods. Incessant downpours continue to batter the Philippines following Typhoon Kitsana and Typhoon Parma, inundating dozens of towns and villages and destroying crops. In the past week, flooding and landslides in northern Luzon Island have taken at least 100 lives.
Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated, while thousands others are stranded on rooftops and on higher grounds. Dams had to be opened to release water in the heavily affected province of Pangasinan, whose vice governor, Marilyn Pramikias, said, "Eastern Pangasinan has become one big river. Many of the areas are impassable and require aid to be airlifted there." The US military and navy, the United Nations, and the Philippine National Red Cross are joining rescue officials in carrying out relief work.
Following Typhoon Katsana and Typhoon Parma, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly provided $35,000 to help the most desperate. This amount could purchase $497,000 of supplies in the United States based on the Philippines' cost of living. Our gratefulness, all international and Philippine governments and agencies, for your concerned endeavors. We are also thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive care to those in need. May heaven bless the Philippine people with a swift recovery as humanity's increased benevolence helps to restore Earth's balance.
Cyclone wreaks havoc in India. On Tuesday, a cyclone left a trail of destruction in three villages in India's Bharaj city. The area affected is located on the Sari River, a tributary of River Gakara. A dozen people suffered injuries, two of which were serious, as the cyclone lashed through the area at up to 250 kilometers per hour. Over 150 trees were uprooted, and hundreds of homes lost their roofs. Officials comforted the afflicted, saying that assistance would be arranged.
On October 9th, Supreme Master Qinghai asked our Native Association members to please go help quickly, saying that those affected are less fortunate villagers already. With her deep sorrow and much love, she pledged $15,000 in aid, an amount that could obtain $243,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States based on India's cost of living. Our appreciation, Indian officials, for offering assurance to the distressed. We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's heartfelt care extended to the most vulnerable.
We pray that the victims may be soon restored to the comfort of their everyday lives, as such disasters are alleviated through humanity's increased care of each other and the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Meat industry poses E. coli and swine flu hazards. In an article titled, E. coli Path Shows Flaws in Beef Inspection, New York Times investigative reporter Michael Moss traced the path that the intestinal parasite E. coli took to turn 22-year-old Stephanie Smith's life upside down. In 2007, she had eaten a cooked beef burger but ended up in a 9-week induced coma from E. coli poisoning until her seizures stopped.
When she woke up, she had kidney damage, brain damage, and was paralyzed below the waist. The consumed hamburger included meat products from four facilities, including old dairy cows and bulls too old for feedlot fattening in Texas, trimmings from grass-fed cattle in Uruguay, the fatty edges from whole meat cuts in Nebraska, and ammonia-treated products from the Midwestern U.S. Supreme Master Television discussed the case with Susan Levin, a registered dietitian and the director of nutrition education at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine in the U.S.
There are tens of thousands of people who are contaminated with E. coli every year. It's like looking at a family tree and trying to go back up the branches and seeing how far and wide these parts and pieces are spread, not only literally around the globe, but just in terms of parts of an animal that you're eating and then getting it into from a slaughterhouse to a grinding facility and then to your plate and all the places and the times where you could possibly be at risk for consuming something like E. coli.
Like E. coli, the swine flu virus also has its origins in the utterly filthy and beyond inhumane practices of modern animal farming and continues to leave mourning families in its wake across the globe, including most recently in Iran, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, the United Kingdom and Hungary. Germany reported her first swine flu fatality in a woman in her 30s. Global confirmed deaths stands at 4,579, while total cases are too many to count. As cases jumped to more than 9,700 in Olac or Vietnam recently, Japan detected her 8th recorded case of a Tamiflu-resistant mutant strain of the swine flu virus.
We join in pain and sorrow for those losing a loved one forever due to the pandemic. Our appreciation goes to Ms. Levin for her shared expertise on the serious E. coli issue, and to journalist Mr. Moss for raising awareness on this foodborne disease. May we all awaken to the urgent necessity to put down the meat and pick up the produce, ending this and future tragedies for the protection of lives.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc. 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu. To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig's disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Nobel Prize in Peace and Literature awarded. The Norwegian Nobel Committee has honored U.S. President Obama with one of the world's top accolades for his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and for promoting global nuclear disarmament. Nobel Committee head Thorbjørn Jagland stated, "Only very rarely has a person to the same extent as Obama captured the world's attention and given its people hope for a better future." President Obama received international congratulations, including from former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev and the Nelson Mandela Foundation.
I am both surprised and deeply humbled by the decision of the Nobel Committee. To be honest, I do not feel that I deserve to be in the company of so many of the transformative figures who've been honored by this prize, men and women who've inspired me and inspired the entire world through their courageous pursuit of peace. But I know that throughout history, the Nobel Peace Prize has not just been used to honor specific achievement, it's also been used as a means to give momentum to a set of causes. And that is why I will accept this award as a call to action, a call for all nations to confront the common challenges of the 21st century.
Also honored by the Nobel Committee was German author Herta Müller, who was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. Born in Romania, Herta Müller immigrated to Germany as an adult and has won previous recognition for her talent as a novelist, essayist, and poet. Our respectful accolades, U.S. President Obama and Ms. Herta Müller, on your extraordinary achievements. May your works continue to touch and inspire others in creating a peaceful world for all inhabitants.
The United States will take concrete steps towards a world without nuclear weapons.
Tonga Islander selflessly saves lives. Ms. Mafi Latui, a Tongan Development Bank manager in Hihifo on Niuatu Putapu Island, acted quickly when the recent tsunami warning was issued. Heading away in her van from the big wave coming towards them, she drove her family in reverse gear, also managing to pick up people running in the streets until she safely reached higher ground.
She said, "The wave was about 10 meters behind us. I just kept praying and asked God for clarity and trying to keep the fan in control." She then went back to see if others could be helped, also locating her banks safe, and was able to salvage the money. On her island, 9 people lost their lives in the tsunami, and 83 homes were destroyed in Hihifo and Falehau villages. Our salute, Ms. Lutui, for your life-saving courage and integrity. Your fellow Tongans' recovery from this disturbing event is surely hastened by such exemplary kindness as yours.
In recognition of Ms. Mafi Latui's swift and brave actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring her with the Shining World Hero Award. Save our planet. Tens of millions of fish perish in polluted North Carolina River. Estimates range between 12 and 50 million for the number of fish that have died in the Neuse River in the southeastern U.S. state. Officials say that dangerously low oxygen levels are behind the event, while Mr. Larry Baldwin, who belongs to the environmental watch group, the Lower Neuse River Keepers, expressed his concern, saying, "We're constantly putting new stresses on the river, and it can't handle it." He points out that runoff from various sources, including hog and chicken farms, is choking the Neuse. Many thanks, Mr. Baldwin and Lower Neuse River Keepers, for your concerned voice about these disturbing losses in North Carolina's waterways. May humanity quickly adopt new habits that restore all habitats to flourishing life.
During the July 2008 Heart Touch Tour video conference in Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed such disturbing events while calling for humanity's greater consideration and protection of our fragile ecosphere.
You see, these things are very sad. It happens a lot. And we still did not learn to be responsible and to feel for the environment and the helpless animals, which are our friends and helpers. We have dumped so much chemicals and poisonous stuff into river and oceans. Our enduring giving rivers and ocean have to take in daily so much, and they poison the marine life. We just feel like it doesn't concern us, or that we are not responsible for their plight, for the death and disappearance of our precious co-inhabitants. But the fact is that we are responsible. We have to stop the harmful effect of meat consumption. Then we will see a happy, sufficient, and satisfied world manifest in front of our eyes in a matter of weeks.
Save our planet. U.S. and European Union collaborate on global warming. During the October plenary session held by the European Union's Committee of the Regions, leaders of major municipalities in the European Union and the United States pledged to work together to address climate change both on local and regional levels.
The mayor's goal is to have their plan recognized at the UN climate change talks in Copenhagen this December. U.S. Conference of Mayors Vice President Elizabeth B. Coutts said, U.S. mayors stand solidly with mayors across the globe who believe that climate disruption is an urgent threat to the environmental and economic health of our communities.
We laud your promising agreement, European Union and United States mayors. May such initiatives as yours help pave the way to our united, eco-balanced world.
Save our planet. In an effort to ensure the survival of the critical endangered black rhino, the World Wildlife Fund and Izemvelo KZN Wildlife are partnering on a project to relocate small groups of the animals throughout KwaZulu-Natal and other parts of Africa.
Save our planet. At Glacier National Park in Montana, USA, glaciers have lost around 90% of their mass over the last century, with the U.S. Geological Survey estimating that they will be completely gone by 2030 due to climate change.
Save Our Planet. The Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency estimates that even under the most optimistic scenarios, developed nations need to increase their emission reduction goals by 10% to be able to limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius.
I'm Rura the Rock Wallaby, and I love my animal-free vegetarian diet. For those of you who are interested in losing some extra weight, here's one popular tip. Many sweetened beverages, such as soft drinks, can contain a lot of sugar and calories. Please check the label or make inquiries. Choosing a refreshing glass of water or vegetable juice is a slimming alternative. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
And Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Formosa or Taiwan. Our association members in Taichung held a Love the Animals, Stop Global Warming with the Animal-Free Diet garden party at the Taichung Citizen Plaza. It featured seminars and dramas starring our animal friends and booths from which SOS flyers were shared and climate change videos were shown. Vegan treats and do-it-yourself veg t-shirts were also offered. Further promoting a healthy plant-based diet for all, our association members and their vegetarian animal companions took part in a fun parade. Let's all join in the sheer goodness of protecting our animal friends and be vegan for a peace-filled world.
In environmental news, scientists advocate tree planting to help reverse the effects of global warming. Researchers at the Second World Congress on Agroforestry, which took place in Nairobi, Kenya, recommended assisting African farmers to implement agroforestry techniques. These methods serve to both enhance soil fertility and supply people with nutrition from the fruit crops. According to Dr. Dennis Garrity, Director General of World Agroforestry Center, both rural areas and national economies can benefit from this approach.
Our sincere gratitude, Dr. Dennis Garrity, and all scientists involved in the Second World Congress on Agroforestry for highlighting the importance of our life-giving trees. May we quickly aid our planet's reforestation to help restore Mother Earth to her state of health and balance. Coming up on Noteworthy News, India and Bhutan open a center for intercultural exchange. We'll take a moment to remember God's love. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more admirable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a bounteous world. In cultural news, India and Bhutan make plans to enhance their friendship. The Indian Council for Cultural Relations and the Bhutan government will open a cultural center in Bhutan. This will enable citizens of both countries to share their rich artistic, linguistic, and spiritual heritages through various programs. The new center will be funded by India. Our appreciation, Indian Council for Cultural Relations and Bhutan, for facilitating deeper understanding between the people of your nations. Blessed be all individuals to thrive in goodwill towards all of God's cherished children.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Swedish entitled, A Good Friend.
Strax efter städerskan hade fått sparken tog hon 50 kronor från sin handväska och kastade dem till Fido, familjens hund. När hennes före detta arbetsgivare frågade varför, svarade hon: Jag glömmer aldrig en vän. Han har hjälpt mig diska hela tiden.
And now for our viewers' heartline for Supreme Master Qinghai.
I just love you. So precious are you and your way of thinking, and if we could just get the world to see some of your light, we may be able to survive what I feel we are now heading towards. I try to do what I can for the creatures we share our earth with, for I know not what else I can do. My orca and cetaceans need me, so I try and help them the most. All the creatures of this world do not deserve the fates we lay upon them, so I do what I can for them all. I dream of a day we can see we are no more important than they are. Peace to you, my dear, and may your huge heart touch many more. Danny from Canada.
Hi, Danny. Your message is much appreciated. Supreme Master Qinghai has a personal response.
Caring Danny, many thanks for your loving note and caring thoughts. I do pray that the world's citizens turn to the vegan diet to show compassion and protect all life on our planet, including the magnificent animals of the sea. Please help share this message with as many of your co-citizens as you can. May God love you eternally, and may heavens bless you and the kind-hearted Canadian people. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the brilliant light of heaven shine upon our world.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, who has recognized both Israel's right to security and the Palestinians' right for a sovereign homeland, welcomes Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to the Vatican to discuss Middle East peace.
The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, helps launch a new $300,000 program to strengthen and advance the rights of people with disabilities in Bangladesh.
Leaders of the shared Russian and Ukrainian border regions meet as part of a joint effort to eliminate past political differences by building stronger cross-border economic ties.
Egypt's highest Muslim authority, Sheikh Mohammed Tantawi, plans to issue a religious statute against full veils or niqab for women, saying they are not a necessary custom as they are not related to the Islamic faith or the Quran.
Launched by citizens and various animal organizations on the occasion of Gandhi's birthday this year, the Pune Animal Rights Initiative seeks to improve the welfare of animals in India, starting with the launch of an animal hospital.
In a first-time meeting for several years, Saudi Arabian King Abdullah and Syrian President Bashar Assad agreed to renew their country's relations with bilateral cooperation across all areas.
UK-based Reuters News Service takes note of a growing trend in the article Meatless Monday, coming to a cafeteria near you, where journalist Matthew Wheeland encourages corporate food service agencies to join the cause.
In Sri Lanka, young Samaneras in Polonnaruwa help care for less fortunate older persons to commemorate Elders' Day.
To commemorate World Sight Day, Japan's Roto Mentholatum Vietnam Company Limited provides 15,000 people in five localities of Olac or Vietnam with free eye care and preventative medicines.
During a UN-sponsored global hunger meeting, Rwandan President Paul Kagame announces that irrigation projects and microfinance for farmers have helped Rwanda achieve three consecutive years of food surplus.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.